Today's show is brought to you by Bruce Fine Construction. If you can't find the house to buy, maybe it's time to build your house. Bruce built my home, and I know he can build your home too. Check him out today at brucefineconstruction.com or call at 570-362-1185. Today's episode is brought to you by Pillar to Post Home Inspectors. Don't buy a home without getting it inspected. You need to use a home inspector you can trust, and that's why I recommend Eric Rubin at Pillar to Post Home Inspectors. If you're buying a home, call the Rubin team today at 570-438-1010. This episode is brought to you today by Whitehall Mortgage. Where there's a will, there's a Whitehall. Buying a home starts by getting a pre-approval, and nobody does it better than Doug in Dallas. Call them today at 570-562-7505 or apply online at whitehallmortgagefinancial.com. Hi, everybody. I'm Dave Weichok. I'm the host of the Real Estate Right Now podcast. And on today's episode, we're going to talk about a subject that can sometimes get sensitive for people. And that is, what are the challenges associated with selling an estate? First things first, selling a home in general can be challenging. And selling an estate presents itself with a special set of challenges oftentimes. But first things first, you know, what is an estate? If you're out there, you're going, well, what is an estate? The simplest form of an estate is someone passes away, grandma or grandpa passes away, and now someone in the family, maybe their children, their grandchildren, whoever it may be, are responsible for selling their home. And these things obviously can come up with some really uncomfortable situations. Some of them work out great, some don't. You know, number one, I think maybe the number one challenge in selling an estate is that there's usually, or in many cases, there's some strong emotional attachment to that home. Maybe there's special memories in that house, you know, holidays or, the birth of a child or whatever it may be. There might be some really special places in the house or in the yard. Maybe, you know, the family pet was buried in the backyard, or there's a swing set that, you know, everybody in the family kind of used or whatever it may be. And whenever there's a strong emotional attachment to something, selling it becomes really, really difficult. And the probate process in general can be complex and it can be challenging. You know, you have to find an attorney that you trust to manage the estate to make sure that everything is done properly and according, to what's in the best interest of everybody involved. And it's challenging to find that person. Sometimes you have to determine who's going to be in charge, right? So if someone in the family passes away and there's four children, one of them is going to get final say. And that can cause problems among siblings. It's really a sad situation when I see that, because I'm sure that's obviously not what the parents would ever want. But sometimes there's some arguments about who's in charge of this thing. Then when you go to sell the estate, there's a couple different things that you look at, right? So one, the condition of the property, it could be dated, right? It could be an older home. Maybe it hasn't been remodeled recently. There could be some issues. There could be some repairs that need to be made. Now, where it gets really challenging is that you have to ask yourself, you know, what's the goal here? Are we looking to, you know, get the most money possible for this house? Or are we looking to sell it quickly and get rid of it and be done with the issue? Some in the family may want to do it one way. Some may want to do it the other. And what I've noticed in my experience with estates, a lot of times when these kids grow up, they're in different situations, right? Some may be financially secure. Some may not. Some may have the money to put into repairs or upgrades. Some may not. And there can be some real conflicts when that happens. And unfortunately, whenever money is involved, there's the potential for hurt feelings. And some people in, you know, within that group who will be inheriting, if there's money to inherit, some of them need it, some of them don't. And the other thing that I get all the time is that, you know, equal isn't always fair, right? There may be, like I said, take a family of three. Well, maybe two of the children moved away and one stayed home, and the one that stayed home ended up being the primary caregiver. We're seeing that more and more. And, What happens then, right? If the estate is split evenly, is that fair? Well, I don't know. I mean, that's certainly not for me to say. That has to be a decision among the family. And realistically, if the parents had a will, they get to say where that money goes. But like I said, equal isn't always fair. And sometimes that does cause some hurt feelings. Something that I always recommend to someone who's looking at an estate is maybe having an estate sale to try to maximize whatever you can out of this house, whether it be furniture or knickknacks or whatever it is that's in the house that may be of value, maybe a riding lawnmower, some tools and equipment and things like that. People tend to buy those things. That creates a conflict of, well, what about personal belongings? Maybe, you know, one of the kids really enjoyed one part of the house or one particular thing and they want it. They don't want it sold. Who gets to keep it? I've seen what this does to families sometimes, and it's sad, and it's the hardest part of selling an estate. Now, look, some families get along incredibly well. Almost, I almost don't even understand how they're able to do it. I mean, I know my sisters and I mean, we'll have arguments over Trivial Pursuit. So it's amazing to me when families get along as well as they do throughout this difficult time. And it's not always fighting and disagreement. So there can be some estates that go really, really smoothly. But I think as a realtor, or when you're looking for a realtor to list this house, it's important to know that a great realtor can be a huge asset as far as handling some of the things communication-wise that might be uncomfortable for the people running the estate. And it takes competence and compassion, because you have to remember these people, they may be going through a time in their life that's really challenging, really upsetting to them. And sometimes they just need time. They just need time to get there. I could think personally, I had someone who had an estate, a parent who passed away. They wanted me to list the house, and it took them months before they could even go inside the house to figure out what they wanted and what they wanted to get rid of, because it was a really, really heavy emotional burden to them to even have to do it. So you have to be patient, you have to be understanding, and you have to know that you're there as a realtor in a capacity to help them in any way possible. And sometimes the best way to help people in a situation like that is giving them the time and the space that they need. You want to be a listening ear. It's so important, right? Because I have found that when I do estates, people want to tell you those stories. They want to tell you where the Christmas tree used to go. They want to tell you all the great memories that they had in the house. And you want to be there for that. I know a few years ago, I was in a position where I purchased my grandparents' house, and after they passed away, I sold it. And, you know, because of what I do, I've sold hundreds of houses on my own. My company has sold thousands of houses. And for me, I didn't think it would be that big of a challenge. And I'm here to tell you, personally, it was more difficult than I thought. And that's someone who does this job for a living. So imagine what it's like for a family going through this sometimes for the very first time. Estates are challenging. They can be difficult. It is something that we do. I enjoy doing them because I think I am someone who can provide that help that families need. And we have a lot of great realtors in our company that do the same thing. If you're an agent out there that wants to get into selling estates, or if you're already doing it, I'd love to hear what your thoughts are on this so we could all help each other and help these families at sometimes a really difficult time. That's all for today. I'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for joining us for today's episode, everybody. If you want to hear more content, follow us at Real Estate Right Now Pod on YouTube. Once you're there, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And if you want to follow me directly, check me out. It's Dave Wychok at Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, all the socials that you're already using.